to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I am your host. As you can hear, my voice is husky and resonant. That comes from a nasty head cold because it is, I've been very busy at work. I am very, very tired. I am running purely on caffeine and willpower at this point. In case you haven't noticed, the website on which this podcast runs, Rockstar Journalist, has been rather busy lately. We've posted a lot of interviews and reviews and news lately. We've got some more stuff coming up later, including an interview with the author of Mean Deviation, Four Decades of Progressive Metal, Mr. Jeff Wagner. I spoke with him the other day, and it was a very, very wonderful phone conversation. I've not enjoyed conducting an interview that much in a very long time. Anyhow, it's cold. It's 10 a.m. as I start recording this podcast, and in the shade out back of our house, there is still a heavy layer of frost on both our vehicles. Keep in mind we're here in Lawrence, Kansas, not up north in Wisconsin or anything like that, so I fear to see how the weather is going to get. And as I've mentioned at the top of every podcast, we record down here in the basement, and it's a little chilly. So I had put on big boy clothes, and I'm not doing this in my pajamas, as I am usually wont to do. So there we go. Anyhow, let's get to the music, shall we? Enough chit-chat. Bent Left from Kansas City recently released a 12-inch compilation of their two EPs, Let Me Be Your Jesus and USS Awesome. Each EP takes up one side of this hand-screened cover on clear vinyl. Very, very nice release. It's put out in conjunction with their label, Recycled Rockstar Industries, and St. Louis label, I Hate Punk Rock Records. That being said, this is from the Let Me Be Your Jesus side, and I am so happy that local bands are putting out stuff on vinyl. I can't even finish my sentences. Sorry. Anyhow, to start out the show, we have Bent Left with a high-speed pursuit on Zambonis and Segways.
Successful mobilization of our economic industrial machine requires vast amounts of raw materials. We must meet the gravest threat ever to confront this nation and the other free countries of the world.
It is now apparent that we must husband our resources and build up our military strength as fast as we can for a long struggle against powerful forces of aggression. Clearly, first things come first.
From the album On Fashionable Idiots, The Darvissettes Are New Wave, that it was The Darvissettes with Harp. That's Harp with two R's. Or at least that's what I think it is. The track listing is a little difficult to discover, and it's all kind of like one track, and it's very weird, and it's very kind of new wavy, and it's kind of angsty, and it's kind of no means no-ish, and it's a fun record. I picked it up for a dollar. Also picked up for a dollar was Surrender's Paper Thrones. That song was Inertia. Very political. Also political. A high-speed pursuit on Zambonis and Segways from Bent Left's Let Me Be Your Jesus / USS Awesome split LP. I don't know. When it's two EPs on one LP, is that a split? Is that a compilation? I'm not sure. It's good, though, and you can pick that up from Bent Left. I have no idea why there was such a long pause there. This episode of Sunglasses After Dark consisted of me realizing that I've played a lot of the same bands and records over and over again, and so I went through the collection with an eye towards making sure that everything that I played, if not new, was something that has been very underrepresented. Lots of dollar bin records, lots of stuff that I really should listen to more often. Case in point, everything on Feral Ward Records is fantastic, and this Criminal Damage album, No Solution, is no exception, and this track is called Media Casualties. Sometimes you just raid the bargain bin or the clearance rack or whatever, and you take a risk based on a cover or labeled name or band name or the fact that it's on purple or pink or whatever, marble vinyl. And, you know, sometimes you fail miserably, and sometimes you have a winner. And I think all three cuts in that last set were winners. Sick Fits did Strange Strangulations off of the Mirror Creep single. Before that, On Your Video, the title track to the single of the same name, by Tirades. And we started everything off with Criminal Damage doing Media Casualties off of No Solution. That's a 45, a 7-inch, and an LP. Grand total, $5 plus tax. And I think that is $5 worth of music just in those three songs. Definitely. And you know, there are other cuts that were equally as wonderful as that. And, yeah, if you have the patience and a little knowledge can go a long way in terms of what you can find in cheap vinyl clearance racks. And hell, you know, travel outside your... if you travel outside your area, you'll discover that what goes for big bucks in your town might go for pennies in another, and vice versa. Case in point, like, yeah, I went up to Omaha and went to Drastic Plastic, and I walked out of there with a bunch of records for a quarter apiece that, you know, down in Lawrence would have been at least $2 or $3, so, you know, savings. It's worth the time if your significant other, spouse, or other traveling companions are willing to let you spend an hour or two digging through the record bins, flipping through those LPs and whatnot. If you're lucky, you're lucky. I guess not. Anyhow, back to the music from their single Blackout. This is The Carbonas with Nostalgia Buff.
We'll be right back.
from Back to Front Volume 2 on Incognito Records. That was Non Compos Mentis with Ultimate Orgasm. Texas punk from Dallas, and it's from 1980 in the USA. And their second single was entitled Quick Complainment and was released in 1981 under the name NCM. And I guess it's on one of the later Back to Front compilations. Very worth picking up. Good deals if you can track them down. It's a way to get some very, very good classic, you know, Killed by Death style punk rock without, you know, shelling out hundreds of dollars per single. You know, always a good idea. Although, you know, in some cases, some of these compilations are out of print, and so they're worth a fucking fortune themselves. It's ridiculous. Before that was No Age doing Eraser off of their second album, Nouns. Technically their first full length, as that first No Age album was actually kind of a compilation record of singles. Speaking of singles, before that, we started everything off with Carbonus doing Nostalgia Buff off of Blackout, originally released on Shattered Records, J. Retard's label. It was later repressed by Texas label Douchemaster. So there you go. Alright, we're going to get into some, I guess, some poppier type stuff. I mean, that Non Compos Mentis track was pretty buzzcocky, but yeah, it gets much poppier in this next set. And we're going to start it out with one of the poppiest punk labels around. That's Lookout Records. And from the album Take a Trip with the Bombassets, this is the Bombassets with Imagine.
I love.
the one, the only, the Wild Billy Childish, and the Milkshakes doing a cover of the Shirelles' Boys. That is off the Milkshakes Play 2050s and 60s rock and roll hits. It's interesting. I mean, it's kind of hit and miss. A lot of really obvious covers, which seems to be a very strong complaint about it, but there's some good, doing a Shirelles cover, Childish's voice is perfectly suited for that. Before that, the Monks did Drunken Maria from Black Time, also known as Black Monk Time. Catchy. The Monks were totally weird, and, you know, they dressed like monks, and they played garage rock, and they were former GIs based in Germany, and it's weird and awesome, and all their songs are catchy as shit, and yet they're not nearly as popular as they should be. Damn shame. And we started everything off with the Bombassets doing Imagine off of Take a Trip with the Bombassets from Lookout Records. Okay, one set left, and it's going to get scuzzy. And we're going to get scuzzy Canadian style, not to be confused with old style or Canadian mist. This is the Leather Uppers doing Riot at the Nude Beach.
Yeah.
from the compilation on Shredder Records entitled Hang 10, which is like it's a compilation of surf, like as done by Indian punk bands, Cub, the Beatnik, Termites, and that band, The Queers, with Surf Goddess. Before that, December by Scared of Chaka off of How to Lose. Why I don't listen to more Scared of Chaka, I don't understand. I every time I listen to that album or another album, I love them, and then I just kind of forget about them. They came about in that time where I was listening to, I don't know, I hadn't quite opened my musical doors to the point where I would listen to bands like that in terms of punk, and I missed out on a lot of good shows, I think, because of that. Damn shame. That's on Empty Records. And we started everything off with the Leather Uppers doing Riot at the Nude Beach from OK Don't Say Hi. That is on Pantsuit City, although my version is put out by Goner in a limited edition, like, screen-stamped sleeve. It's kind of interesting. That's the show. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., except for last week when I fucked up and I didn't actually upload the goddamn podcast Wednesday night, so I apologize for that. Anyhow, you can find us each and every Thursday morning, for the most part without fail, at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And as always, tell your friends about the podcast, tell your friends with bands and record labels they need to send me records. And let's looking ahead towards next week. I'm thinking it may be a year-end show, and then taking a couple weeks off for the holidays and returning at the new year. I think that's what we're looking at. We'll cover my favorite vinyl releases of the past year, recapping everything. I'm putting together all that stuff for the Village Voices Paz and Jop poll, as well as various things on the Pitches Wayward blog. As a matter of fact, yesterday I put up my top 10 just random, like, actual songs of the year, and you can find that at blogs.pitch.com/wayward. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.